Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the jury in the Boston Marathon bombing trial is hearing more testimony today. Yesterday, jurors went to see the boat where the now-admitted marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev was found hiding 4 days after the 2013 bombing that killed three and injured more than 260. Tsarnaev's brother Tamerlan, the other suspect in the bombing, had been killed in a shootout with police earlier that day in the Boston suburb of Watertown. And police asked people all over the Boston area to stay in their homes during the search for Jahar Tsarnaev. They later found him in that boat. David Boeri is covering the trial for Here and Now contributor WBUR. He was one of the two reporters with the jury yesterday as they took a look at the boat. And David, what did you and the jury see there?
There are two things outstanding about the boat. First is the number of bullets that hit that boat. We counted 110, but I'm sure there are many more than we were able to count. We were looking at the evidence tape besides each indentation. We counted 110 of them. Then on one side of the boat, I came to an exhibit number 207. So I think we might have had only half the number of bullets that went actually into that boat. So the jurors were very attentive to that. The bullets came in both the starboard side, the port side, and they came in a fusillade. The other thing is standing above the boat from a viewing platform, we looked in, and on the inside of the boat on the port rail, we could see very faintly, but in pencil, that is the writing that Jahar had done in that boat. And that, the prosecution says, amounts to a confession. It's the language of jihadists. And in the panels, just to the right of that, there is a there was a plank with carving on it, and the carving said, "Stop killing our innocent people, and we will stop."
And it was the defense that wanted the jury to see that boat. Why?
The prosecution just wanted to cut that writing out and give it to them. The defense is looking for a way forward. They have to go forward. There's no other place for them to go here. So they wanted the jurors to see the boat in its totality with the blood stains all over the boat, to draw a picture of this kid as being in a boat, being scared. He's stupid. He's done something reckless, and he's in a corner. Mm-hmm. And I think that is where they have been trying to take and position their defendant, because ultimately it's the death penalty here, and he's facing the death penalty.
So that's really the question here, because the defense did admit, as we said early on, that Jahar Tsarnaev was one of the bombers at the marathon. They're not contesting that. This is just about whether he goes to prison or is put to death.
He essentially has already convicted himself in this first phase, which is whether or not he's guilty of the charges. His defense has said he did these things. The second phase is supposed to be to determine whether he will go to prison for life or be sentenced to death. But a lot of that second phase of the argument is being positioned now because, and through evidence, both sides are trying to affect the second stage. For instance, the defense says that Jahar was under the sway of his brother, that he was just being led by his brother, and what he did was because he was his brother's prisoner, essentially. So the defense has been trying to make the case that MIT police officer Sean Collier was shot by the older brother, not by the younger brother, that the younger brother was not shooting in this Watertown shootout 3-4 days later, in which clearly Tamerlan, the older brother, is the lead. He's walking down the street and shooting at the police, and behind him, and only behind him and back to the car, is the younger brother. So that's what they're trying to do. But here is the prosecution. They've established that the younger brother, Jahar, is throwing bombs at police. He's with hook shots, throwing bombs at them. And that he took the car, jumped into a car, and rather than taking the easy way and going away from that conflict, he turned around and headed straight to the police, and in the process of which he ran over his brother, almost ran over the police officers, and fled. So all of this is being presented largely with an eye to the second phase.
David, how long is this trial expected to go on?
the prosecution has gone forward at almost lightning speed, partly because the defense has not cross-examined very many witnesses. So, we think that the prosecution may well wrap its case next week. Then we go to the defense. We have no idea what they'll do in this first phase because all their battle, the big work, is in the second phase. But as I said, they're using anything they can here to help influence that second phase.
That's WBUR's David Boeri covering the Boston Marathon bombing trial of Jahar Tsarnaev for Here Now contributor WBUR. David, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.